From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And we've got a couple of stories in this part of the program about redevelopment and its discontents. In a few minutes, we'll hear about how rising rents are forcing some Chinese residents out of New York City's Chinatown. First, though, we're going to China, where a palatial government headquarters is creating some tension in one region. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, the project is just one example of the unrest over waste and mismanagement in local government.
I'm standing outside what's been called the most extravagant local government office complex in the world. I can see in front of me three enormous buildings. They've got beige tiles and smoked glass windows, and they're flanked by a man-made lake. All of this is set in a massive park in which the local government has planted 880 ancient trees, some of which are more than 1,000 years old. Wang Qiuqin's a local farmer. She's brought her aunts to see the park here in Huizhi in China's Henan province. They're resting in a pavilion perched on a man-made hill, and she's brimming with pride.
It's great. It's like a scenic tourist spot. My relatives have come to visit, so I brought them here to see this place.
The park they're admiring covers an area the size of 47 soccer fields, and it seems completely out of scale in the village it governs. No one knows how much it cost. One government official told a Chinese newspaper just building an 8-lane highway to the complex cost $25 million. The whole project, which was finished 2 years ago, was only supposed to cost $11 million. But the district government insists it will attract visitors. And Lian Xiu'er, who's come to see the buildings, agrees.
We're so pleased to see the changes. This area was so poor. 20 years ago, there was nothing. With all these tall buildings, it's just like Beijing now.
So I've come just down the road from the new government offices to the opening of a brand new supermarket. It's called the Merriment Mart. Everybody is here. They're poring over the stacks of flip-flops, looking at their bottles of Great Wall wine stacked up on the shelves, and debating the differences between the 10 different types of washing powder on sale here. The opening of this supermarket is backing up the government's argument that it's bringing economic development to a backwards area. So I've come here to ask the people shopping here what they thought of that argument.
The offices are too luxurious, says one local. It's not right. How can such a small place need such big offices, another asks. They won't give their names as they're afraid of retaliation. The government is full of corrupt officials, the second man tells me. If they catch you, they can do whatever they like with you. There's a lot of anger here against the local government, which has seized much farming land for its offices and other projects. The government sold the land for 5 times the amount it compensated us, says this farmer. How can we feel we were treated fairly? As I leave Huizhi, my driver points out 2 cars with darkened windows. They follow us for 80 kilometers, their presence delivering an overt warning. The Huizhi government turned down requests for an interview and wouldn't allow entry into the office buildings. This tale of government extravagance and dispossessed farmers is not uncommon, especially in China's wealthier provinces where land is rising in value.
Just have a look on the buildings, the new party buildings or local government buildings. I mean, this is really conspicuous consumption if ever I've seen that. They're just flooded with money.
Barbara Krug from Erasmus University in the Netherlands is researching China's tax system. She says some local governments are gaining considerable autonomy from Beijing, thanks to their income from real estate speculation.
More than 60% is just revenue from real estate management. That tells you something about the loss of the central party in terms of being able to control the local state.
Back in Huizhi, the huge buildings in their green park are a potent symbol. For some, they're a sign of progress, of a China that's becoming richer and more confident. But for others, they stand as a monument to local government extravagance and waste. They're also a monument to power, the power of a one-party state with no checks or balances.
Louisa Lim, NPR News, Huiji Village, China.